Are you optimistic, Father Imbarato? Are you optimistic at all that given the fact, I noticed that lately, there has been a lot more, I wish they were Catholic, but let's take what we could get. Christian-themed movies in America that seem to be gaining popularity, particularly because people don't have to go to the movie theaters now, particularly in the COVID era. They've been shut down. So people are finding platforms for the movie. So you got this series, The Chosen. You got Roe versus Wade. You got the Abby Johnson movie, which came out a couple years ago. They were scared to death of that one. They banned it in Canada. Do you feel hopeful at all that on the life issue, I know we have so many issues, but on the life issue, the tide may be coming somewhat in the favor of life, especially if you see that reflected in some of the movies that are being made?
Well, first of all, I'm a bit contrarian to the mainstream thought out there. If I had a lot of faith and hope that people who needed to see these movies actually saw these movies, I'd feel a lot better. Now, I think a lot of people saw Unplanned and got more involved activism-wise, got themselves down to the abortion mills. I think there was some evidence of that. Maybe some people came over to our side. Maybe some people will see Roe versus Wade and come over to our side. But basically, I see these movies as preaching to the choir. The people who watch these movies are not the ones who need to see the movies. They become raising vehicles. And actually, I really think that Nick Globe and that group saw that as an opportunity to raise money for the pro-life movement, and they think they did a good job. Now, that being said, no, I don't think the tide is turning at all. I think we're losing. I'm never going to admit that we're doing anything other than losing, as long as, and I'd like to talk to you about the new numbers, all right, that are out there in terms of worldwide abortions. But while 200,000 babies are being mass murdered worldwide every day, I'm never going to think about that we're winning or say that we're winning. I do believe that there's some hope, and that was the center of my talk as I traveled on the road for life for those 5 weeks. The strategy now has gone from a national strategy, such as the presidential executive order, focused on President Trump. Now President Trump is not president. We go from a centralized federal strategy to a more decentralized local strategy. And so as I encourage everybody to give more money to the pro-life movement, but give it locally. Don't give it to these national organizations that are making tens of millions of dollars, paying high salaries, spending tens of millions of dollars to bring in tens of millions of dollars to give us a history of overly cautious incrementalism. No, give your money locally to local activists, to local student groups like the University of South Carolina. I actually, instead of them paying me, I gave them a donation. I told them, go out and buy some signs. So when you're doing stuff on campus, you have signs to use. You can decide what to put on the signs. But I gave them money.
Love
as
it.
I left. But give locally, student groups, local high school groups, college groups, post-abortion healing groups, pregnancy resource centers. I stop in as many pregnancy resource centers as I can. Now, the hope comes in terms of red states and legislation. I think it was Alabama that outright banned abortion. Missouri, of course, has no more abortion mills. One of these initiatives on the state level, the red state level, will hopefully get to the Supreme Court, and hopefully the Supreme Court will show their conservative chops. I'm not convinced of that, and do the right thing. I'm not convinced of that. But the fact of the matter is, it's now the red states, red legislatures, and then, of course, locally in front of the abortion mills that the strategy and the tactics have to take place. Now, there is hope at the federal level. I had a dream one night, and I don't get visions. I'm not mystical. But I had this thought popped into my head that, you know, Joe Biden is hell-bent on codifying Roe versus Wade, making it the law of the land. And, of course, people need to understand that Roe versus Wade is not the law of the land. It's not a law. It's a judicial decision, a tyrannical, unconstitutional judicial decision. And so that's why the other side knows that, and that's why they want to pass a law legalizing abortion up to the day of birth in this country. So let's say Biden goes for that, all right, and he gets the Senate and the Congress, the House to pass it. He signs it, and they think they've won. Well, I really think some conservative district court is going to, somebody will bring an injunction against it, and hopefully it'll go to the Supreme Court. And I, what the thought that came into my head is that this would be challenged in the Supreme Court based on the fact that children from the moment of conception, in many, many cases, science proves it. We know it through science. There's abundant case law that children, of course, are persons from the moment of conception of the Constitution, and they are protected by the Constitution in many ways already, and that the Supreme Court would recognize that and not overturn Roe versus Wade, but nullify Roe, and in some way, shape, or form, because of this power grab, legalizing abortion up to the day of birth federally, the Supreme Court would actually, and God actually miraculously would turn the ultimate evil into good and recognize personhood, constitutional personhood in some way, shape, or form. For children, the only excluded class in the United States now from the moment of conception. So there is hope. There is hope as long as we remain faithful. As Mother Teresa says, we are not called to be successful. We're called to be faithful, so we need to stay on the front lines in front of these abortion mills, push legislation in the red states, and never lose hope because we know that we are on God's side and God is on our side. He's capable of anything, ending it even when it seems like things are lost.
Absolutely, Father. Stephen Imbarato is with the Frontline with Joe and Joe on the Crusade Channel.
Father, you mentioned Joe Biden. I saw this in your social media, and I want to just bring it out, and I'd love to hear your comments. You said this: we need to stop laughing at Joe Biden and start understanding how evil this man is. This guy is dangerous and a serious threat to our country. Be diligent. Could you expand on that for our listeners?
Well, I think we have a lot of problems here. And I'm saying, when I say we have a lot of problems, I think we have a lot of problems on the Christian conservative, Christian Judeo movement, the conservative movement. I think we have a lot of problems. I don't think we're seeing the forest for the trees. I just posted today, all right, this whole idea. I don't know if you saw Kevin McCarthy, the speaker, not the Speaker of the House, but the minority leader in the House, is calling for Maxine Waters to be punished, thrown out of Congress, impeached, etc. You know, because she incites violence, right? I think she went from California to Minnesota and basically told people they need to get protest, and, you know, she's inciting violence, riots. Well, you know what? She can do whatever she wants because she's a liberal. I mean, you look at Clinton and Comey and Brennan and the Biden family, BLM, Antifa. No liberals are ever held accountable, right? But conservatives, you know, there's still people in jail from January 26th that were merely, didn't even go into the Capitol, were on the steps of the Capitol, and they're still in jail, right? And I think the conservatives need to understand that we just got our brains beat in the last year, that while we're being told, trust the plan, trust the plan, trust the plan, Trump is two steps ahead, the reality was that they had a plan from the very beginning to suppress Trump, try to destroy Trump, distract Trump, right? The Comey fiasco, the special prosecutor, the Russian thing, the impeachment. Trump barely survived the 4 years. It's amazing he got done what he got done. That shows what a great president he was. But then COVID comes, and they implement their plan, right? They steal the election right before our eyes. And now we've lost our president. And what are we doing? We're laughing. We're laughing at the new president as if this is a joke. No, I don't think this is a joke at all. I think while we're laughing at Biden, they are slowly but surely planning on taking away the rest of our liberties. All right. And so I really think the conservative movement needs to look at themselves and admit that we just got our brains beat in. We just got blown away in the last year. It's nothing to laugh at. And then, all right, you know, everything I see on social media is Trump's going to come back. He's running in 2024, and I hope so. DeSantis, Owen, dream tickets, right, all of this. Well, we're forgetting about the fact that they stole the election. They stole the special election in Georgia. We knew they were going to do it. We admitted they were going to do it. They did it. Unless we solve that problem, and outside of Arizona, that seems to be auditing the prior election, I don't see anything being done. Well, Georgia, of course, did. And, of course, the liberals are trying to take away that reform law in Georgia. But I tell you what, they stole the last election, and they're going to steal every election unless we come up with a plan to either overcome that or stop that.